This is The Bible and Homosexuality. I'm your host, Elton Sherwin. In March of 2023, this review was posted on Apple Podcasts. Its title is, I Don't Know How to Say Thank You. I will have Speechalo read part of it.
I really don't know how to say this, but thank you. Your podcasts helped me stop my suicidal thoughts. You saved my life.
Wow, this review really touched me. Your podcast helped me stop my suicidal thoughts. You saved my life. Thank you for sharing. If you know young LGBTQ Christians, particularly those who have grown up in non-affirming or conservative congregations, please share this podcast with them. And if you are taking a rainbow child to a non-affirming church, I urge you to find a Christian environment that celebrates them. And if you are somewhere in the rainbow, remember that God created you exactly as you are, queer for a reason, because God wanted someone with exactly your talents, with exactly your eyes, and exactly your sense of humor. Queerness is not an accident. It's not a mistake. It's not a sin. It is one of God's most amazing creations, and it should be celebrated. Remember, the Bible tells us that God knit you together in your mother's womb exactly as you are. In this episode, we revisit Jesus' remarks in Matthew 19 on sexual minorities.
For there are some who have been gay from birth, so knit together in their mother's wombs, and created in God's image.
That is a modern, amplified translation of Jesus' words from Matthew 19. I'm Elton Sherwin. Thank you for joining us. The theologian and Reverend Dr. Jack Rogers, who played such a pivotal role in the acceptance of same-sex marriages, wrote,
"Eunuchs who have been so from birth is the closest biblical term we have for someone who today we refer to as homosexual."
Eunuchs who have been so from birth is the closest biblical term we have or someone today we refer to as gay. In this episode, we will step through this scripture where Jesus blesses the sexual outcasts of Old Testament Jewish society and states that sexual minorities were created deliberately by God and created in God's image. Let's start by listening to Matthew 19, verse 11, and the beginning of verse 12.
"Not everyone can receive this saying, but only those to whom it is given. For there are eunuchs who have been so from birth."
I want to focus on the beginning of verse 12.
"For there are eunuchs who have been so from birth."
We discussed this verse from Matthew 19 extensively in episodes 6 and 7, but I have recently had an insight into its meaning. Here is how I would translate this verse today.
"For there are some who have been gay from birth, so knit together in their mother's wombs."
In an amplified Bible, that is a Bible that attempts to capture the entire meaning of a verse, including the things that were alluded to, or things that would have been known to the listeners at that time, but that a literal translation of just the words misses, thus hiding the complete meaning of a scripture from modern audiences that are not fluent in ancient Greek or Hebrew. So, for an amplified Bible, I would now translate this verse, the beginning of Matthew 19, verse 12, as,
"For there are some who have been gay from birth, so knit together in their mother's wombs, and created in God's image."
Gay from birth, so knit together in their mother's womb, in the image of God. Let me take you through my journey and how I arrived at this view of these scriptures. Immediately before this verse, Jesus says,
"Not everyone can receive this saying, but only those to whom it is given."
This is the standard translation that many Bibles use of Jesus' words in Matthew 19, verse 11. There is no controversy over the translation. However, Jesus says this nowhere else in Scripture.
"Not everyone can receive this saying, but only those to whom it is given."
Here, Jesus is saying that not only will the teachers of the law be unable to accept or understand what he is about to say, but that even faithful believers, even his disciples, will struggle with his words. He is saying that what follows is an important truth, but very difficult for people to understand and accept. Immediately following is the first part of verse 12. I have translated it as,
"For there are some who have been gay from birth, so knit together in their mother's wombs."
Unlike verse 11, Bible translators translate verse 12 of Matthew 19 many different ways. I will put a link in the notes. While modern translators word this many different ways, almost all translations use the word eunuch.
"For there are eunuchs who have been so from birth."
But, as we saw in episode 6, the word now translated as eunuch had a much broader meaning in antiquity. Here is a short excerpt from what I said in episode 6. In antiquity, the word eunuch often included men who were castrated, but it also included men with no desire for women and men with effeminate mannerisms or appearance. Then, in episode 7, I quoted the Reverend Jeff Miner, who said in part,
"In the ancient world, including ancient Jewish culture, as reflected in the Talmud, natural, or born eunuchs, they were associated with stereotypically effeminate characteristics and behavior. As we have also seen, eunuchs were commonly associated with homosexual desire."
In the ancient world, eunuchs were commonly associated with homosexual desire, what we would now call same-sex desire. We heard earlier from the theologian, the Reverend Dr. Jack Rogers.
"Eunuchs who have been so from birth is the closest biblical term we have for someone who today we refer to as homosexual."
That was written a while ago. Today, we would probably say eunuchs who have been so from birth is the closest biblical term we have for someone who is gay or is a sexual minority. The controversy surrounding the mistranslation of the word eunuch causes many readers and scholars to miss the second problem with some modern translations of this verse. I missed it until recently. Let's listen to the ESV translation again.
"For there are eunuchs who have been so from birth."
Now, let's listen to the King James Version, which is closer to the original Greek.
"For there are some eunuchs, which were so born from their mother's womb."
The original Greek is,
"From the womb of their mother were born."
Jesus could have said born. Why did Jesus actually say,
from the womb of their mother, were born.
I believe Jesus was referencing and emphasizing two famous verses from the Old Testament, the Jewish Bible, two verses his audience would have heard hundreds of times before. First, from Psalm 139, verse 13.
For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb.
It is near universally acknowledged that this means,
God created my inmost being, God knit me together in my mother's womb.
And Psalm 139 builds on Genesis 1:27.
So God created mankind in his own image.
I believe Jesus says,
from the womb of their mother were born.
I believe Jesus says this to emphasize that gay men specifically, and by inference, many other sexual minorities are knit together in their mother's womb by God and created in God's image. 19 centuries. It would take over 1900 years after Jesus said this before modern science realized many sexual minorities, including many gay men, are born that way, knit together by their DNA in their mother's wombs. It is not a choice. It is not a moral failing. It is not bad parenting. Therefore, I believe a fuller understanding of this verse is,
for there are some who have been gay from birth, so knit together in their mother's wombs, and created in God's image.
Born gay, knit together by God in their mother's womb, and created in God's image. Let's listen one more time to the King James translation.
For there are some eunuchs which were so born from their mother's womb.
And here is my amplified translation that I believe captures Jesus' meaning and scriptural references.
For there are some who have been gay from birth, so knit together in their mother's wombs, and created in God's image.
You might be wondering, is Jesus talking here specifically about gay men or to the whole rainbow, to the broader LGBTQIA+ community? I believe the answer is yes. He's doing both. And it would take almost 2,000 years for scientists and theologians to accept what he was saying. As Rick Rentlinger and others have noted,
historical evidence, besides what Jesus said, indicates that gay, lesbian, and transgendered people were included in the group known as eunuchs.
Historical evidence indicates that gay, lesbian, and transgendered people were included in the group known as eunuchs. If you have been taught that straight people were created in the image of God, but that queer people were not, I believe you have been taught a false teaching. I believe all of God's children, straight or queer, were created in God's image and reflect God's character. In summary, in episodes 6 and 7, I had missed the significance of Jesus' words,
born from their mother's womb.
This biblical phrase from Psalm 139,
you knit me together in my mother's womb.
I had previously missed the implied blessing that those knit together by God in the womb are intentionally created by God and created in God's image. Therefore, I believe Jesus is saying, we are all, straight or queer, we are all created in God's image.
For there are some, who have been gay from birth, so knit together in their mother's wombs, and created in God's image.
In closing, so that is my best understanding of why Jesus said,
"Not everyone can receive this saying, but only those to whom it is given."
It would take nearly 2,000 years for scientists and theologians to begin to understand the truth of these matters. And the truth of these matters is that gay men and other sexual minorities are knit together by God in their mother's wombs and created in God's image. Next time, several Bible commentators and theologians have also connected Jesus' remarks in Matthew 19 to the great blessing in Isaiah 56. That will be the subject of our next episode. Then, in the following episode, we will consider what one conservative Bible commentary says about Isaiah 56, that Isaiah prophesied the passing of the dominance of the Levitical order. A lot more coming up. I'm Elton Sherwin. Thank you for joining us. Quotes are read by Descript, not the original authors.